What sort of society do you envision as one that would not be based on exploitation or domination, and how would we get there from here?
I think we should. I don't really understand the question. It's kind of interesting. I'm asked that question constantly in sort of privileged circles.
Right.
I'm never asked it when I go to talk to poor people.
Right.
Or say either here or abroad.
Right.
They tell me what they're doing. They don't. Maybe they ask for a comment.
Right, right.
But they
right.
don't ask how you do it.
Well, a lot, I mean...
How you do it is very straightforward. You go out and do it.
Right.
You want to have a more free and democratic society, you go out and do it.
Right.
You want to eliminate... I mean, take just our own, you know, at least my own lifetime. You're maybe too young, but
yeah.
Say the last 30, 40 years. There have been big changes in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The civil rights movement, the anti-war movement, the sharp critique and breakdown of illegitimate authority in all all sorts of domains that took place in the 60s, the environmental movements, the feminist movements, the solidarity movements in the 80s, all of these things changed the society a lot.
Right.
Well, how did they do it? They did it. I mean, people get together, they organize, they pressure, they try to learn, they try to help others to learn. That's the way things change. That's why we don't live under feudalism and slavery.
Right.
That's why we have a, by comparative standards, a very free society in the United States, with a lot of opportunities and options, and very limited capacity on the part of the state to coerce and control. Well, that's been gained by struggle. I mean, people are now fighting to preserve workers' rights and Social Security and medical aid and medical support, health, some sort of health program, and so on. People are now fighting to preserve those things. Well, no, they weren't there not long ago.
Right.
They were achieved by plenty of popular struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no limit to this. There's no reason why corporate tyranny, which is a fairly recent development, I mean, its institutional form is from the early part of this century. There's no reason why that form of tyranny should not be dismantled, just as other kinds of totalitarianism were dismantled. Fascism and Stalinism, for example.
Right.
And it's done by... there are no particular limits to this. I mean, every sphere of human... Any kind of of authority that exists, whatever it may be, from, the interpersonal relations up till huge states and transnational corporations... every such form of authority has to demonstrate its legitimacy. They have the burden of proof, and we should understand that. Usually, very often, almost always, that burden can't be met. When it can't be met, they should simply be dismantled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to move towards a more free and just and democratic society. I don't think there's any sphere of life where these questions don't arise.
Right.
The answers are, there's different answers in different places, and it depends on the circumstances, but the mechanisms are always the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's engagement, education, organizing, pressure, building new institutions. Those are the ways. They're, in a country like ours, they're much more available than in a place like, say,